With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. More major cities are buying insurance to cover cyber attacks. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some top tech headlines. On Tuesday, Amazon.com followed Apple to become the second U.S. company to reach $1 trillion in market value. It took the online retailer just 165 trading days to grow from $600 billion in January to $1 trillion. As a measure of its retail dominance, Amazon captures nearly half of all U.S. dollars spent online as it expands into industries from grocery delivery to healthcare. Federal regulators will vote in 3 weeks on a plan to accelerate next-generation 5G wireless networks around the U.S. by overriding some local rules that could hold up deployment. The plan's expected to win approval from the FCC at a meeting in late September. It's aimed at boosting deployment of small cellular transmitters, backpack-sized devices that'll be a key feature of 5G infrastructure. Placement of such devices can be subject to local delays and high fees under current rules. Telecom companies have called the local rules burdensome, while U.S. national security officials have voiced concern that the U.S. could be falling behind China and other countries in the race to develop 5G networks and applications. The Senate Intelligence Committee is conducting hearings Wednesday on the reach of social media. Atop the agenda are efforts by the tech platforms to stamp out foreign election interference. The committee has been investigating Russia's multi-pronged campaign to influence the 2016 election for the past year and a half. Those scheduled to testify include Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Later in the day, the House Commerce Committee questions Mr. Dorsey about alleged bias by Twitter against conservative voices. Still to come, insuring cities against hackers. You've heard of corporations falling victim to computer hackers, but what happens when a major U.S. city's computer systems get hacked? The biggest cities hope they never experience it firsthand, but more of them are bracing for a possible hacking by purchasing cybersecurity insurance. According to a Wall Street Journal survey, a majority of the 25 most populous U.S. cities now have cyber insurance or are looking into buying it. Let's talk about what cybersecurity insurance is, which cities have it, and what it covers with a Wall Street Journal Scott Calvert, who joins us via Skype from Baltimore. First, Scott, cities got a wake-up call because of a ransomware attack in Atlanta earlier this year. Isn't that right?
That's right. There have been a number of these ransomware attacks on cities and counties and even library systems. But the one in Atlanta definitely got people's attention. It's a big city, and it has caused a lot of problems for Atlanta. And it happened in March, and they found that a lot of their computer systems were frozen. There was a ransomware demand from these hackers for about $51,000 in Bitcoin, and the city declined to pay that ransom, and they have been sort of dealing with the aftermath ever since. And the mayor of Atlanta has said that the cost, all told, could be upward of $20 million to the city to get things, all their systems upgraded and get fully recovered from this attack. Atlanta does have insurance, and they bought cyber insurance just a few months before the hack in March. And they have begun the process of submitting claims to their insurer, but they haven't said anything about whether any of those claims have been paid as yet.
That spurred many cities to look into cybersecurity policies and purchase them. What does cyber insurance cover?
Well, it can cover a lot of things. And I guess the first point worth making is that, you know, insurance, that it won't prevent a hack. Just as car insurance won't help you avoid getting into a wreck, and having health insurance doesn't mean that you're healthy. But it can do a lot of things if that does happen. And I'll give you an idea. You know, the city of Houston is in the process now of getting one of these policies. And so it can cover, for example, business interruption costs. If, let's say, you know, the computers are frozen and the city can't collect water bill payments, it can cover the cost to restore or recreate or even recollect data that's been destroyed or corrupted during a hack. It can cover these extortion payments to ransomware hackers. There's legal liability of various kinds. It could be liability because, you know, you allowed hackers to take residents' confidential information, or there could be liability related to a government regulator's investigation of a breach. And then there are a whole range of crisis management costs, like hiring computer forensic experts, credit monitoring for residents or customers, maybe setting up a call center. So there's just a huge array of costs that it can, of services that it can provide and ways that it can help a city.
Scott, how big are these policies and what kind of premiums do cities have to pay?
They really range. I mean, we found that there are some places that are getting policies in the range of maybe $5 million of coverage, and that's Fort Worth, and their premium is somewhere in the $100,000 a year range. The highest from a city that we've seen for the whole city is this Houston policy that I mentioned, and that's $30 million worth of coverage, and the premium is a little bit north of $470,000 per year.
And you've written that some cities, including New York, Chicago, and Philadelphia, decline to say whether they have cyber insurance. And some, like San Antonio, have cyber coverage through an existing property policy. Others say they're self-insured, which can entail creating a special fund to cover losses. I guess Seattle is in that category.
That's right. Seattle, they are self-insured, but they also say they're constantly reevaluating their needs, and they told us that they are out soliciting quotes. And, you know, as you said, some of these big cities like New York and Philadelphia and Chicago have declined to even talk about this, which I think speaks to the heightened sensitivity around this. There's this sense that anything they say could potentially give hackers an advantage. And in fact, a spokesperson for Memphis, in declining to talk about whether Memphis has a policy, actually said, you know, it seems hackers would also want the same information you're asking for. So people are really nervous about this.
Didn't San Francisco get hacked a couple of years ago?
Yeah, the San Francisco, the municipal transportation system, there was a ransomware attack in 2016. And according to the agency, it mainly affected like 900 office computers, but they, as a precaution, they turned off the ticket machines for a weekend. And San Francisco, their Department of Public Health currently has a pretty big policy, $50 million cyber policy, but the city is looking to essentially scale that up citywide because they recognize that these threats are out there, and if anything, they're going to be growing. And so they are undergoing this process to basically assess how much risk they have, how sensitive the data is to being hacked, and trying to quantify that so that they can go out and get insurance that is sufficient. Because, you know, what they said is they don't want Rolls-Royce insurance for a scooter and vice versa. They want to make sure that they have as much as they need, but not a penny more.
Scott, briefly, tell us how these cyber attacks get started, whether it's municipal governments or businesses.
Well, there's different ways, but, you know, one common theme that you hear time and again is that someone gets an email that they open and they click on some link. You know, it could be that it's something that is designed to look like a legitimate email from a colleague or a boss or something like that. But clicking on that link inadvertently gives hackers access to the network. And once they're in, they can wreak all kinds of havoc. And if they freeze computers and servers and such, then, you know, all of a sudden a city is very much unable to function in key ways. And the way these ransomware attacks function is they say, hey, you know, if you give us X amount of dollars, we will send you a decryption key so that you can unfreeze all of that. But, you know, while these systems are frozen, it very much brings things to a halt in many ways.
Wall Street Journal reporter Scott Calvert joining us from Baltimore. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Okay, thanks, Charlie.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.